but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, I got a little bit of news today in the Big Sky Conference. For people who are interested, Big Sky playing a little defense, play a little offense. Southern Utah and Utah Tech will be joining the Big Sky in 2026. Here to talk about that, plus a little bit of other college football, is our good friend Spencer McLaughlin, Locked On College Football podcast, and a guy who is familiar with Southern Utah and Utah Tech. Let's start there, Spencer. That news, how was it greeted in your world?
With a bit of a sigh of relief and welcome open arms, John. I was thrilled to see that. You know, the Western Athletic Conference that was a good idea a few years ago when it initially had, you know, so many schools involved and others that were going to come aboard. It was going to be a really, really good league, and it was a good league for a few years. But, you know, unfortunately, the history of the WAC just continues to be one of instability, and the Big Sky has been the opposite of that. And, you know, there were other options on the table for Southern Utah in terms of their conference affiliation, but, you know, to get back to the Big Sky, a league that has a really storied history, particularly in football, of competing at an elite level in the FCS ranks, is, I think, a really, really great move for the department. And I also don't want to overlook the importance of bringing what we call that team down south, Utah Tech, with them, because what I always have admired about college sports compared to professional sports, John, is they do a much better job with rivalries. It's much more tribal. You only play one football game a year, not two, and so that game has a lot more impact than, say, you know, Seahawks 49ers, who play twice a year. I think that the ability for the Big Sky to expand their footprint into Utah is good, or expand it further, because they've already got Weber State, to allow those rivalries in state to continue to grow within the Big Sky footprint, I think is really, really good. And, you know, as someone who's seen it in a lot of sports up close and personal, the Southern Utah-Utah Tech rivalry is really good, and I think it's only going to get better. But it is the biggest basketball crowd that every team had, that each of those schools have each year. It's the biggest football crowd. It's the biggest everything crowd. You always have a little bit more juice when those teams are getting ready to play. And they don't have a storied history, because Southern Utah has been Division I for a lot longer than Utah Tech. But once the Trailblazers got to the Division I level, it was, I think, a pretty instantaneous sentiment between the schools of, I don't like you, you don't like us, let's go hash it out on the field, on the court, or wherever. And I think that's probably the best thing that the Big Sky brings, is, you know, a football game, a basketball games, any sort of sport that just has a little bit more juice to it. So I'm really excited for SCU and for Utah Tech as well, and looking forward to once again being a part of the Big Sky, which is a conference I've followed my whole life.
Spencer McLaughlin with us. He is the voice of Southern Utah sports. You've been there. You've been around it. How will they be able to compete if it is, you know, them against Montana, Montana State, the top of that conference, very good. Portland State has been historically in the middle of that conference in good years. But you tell me, how will they compete?
I think the football program right now is in a really, really good place. You look at what they've done the last couple of years under Coach Fitzgerald's leadership, and it's been exceptional. I mean, the turnaround from, you know, what the situation was when I first arrived there in 2021, it has been a marked and rapid ascension for that program to be competitive. And you know, the Big Sky and the Missouri Valley are your top two FCS football conferences across the country. Number three was generally regarded as the United Athletic Conference, which is where Southern Utah had been playing, which was a combination of A-Sun and WAC schools that had football programs. And Southern Utah was competitive in that league for the last 2 years and will expect to be competitive in that league again this year. And, you know, last season they went, I think it was 6-2 in conference play, and, you know, missed the FCS playoffs by one game and missed share of a conference championship by a botched review. And it's just, you know, been great to see the football program rise quickly. And yeah, Montana State, those are programs that aspire to win national championships. And that's going to be challenging. Southern Utah knows that very well. But, you know, to think that they can't be a team that pushes to be at the top of the conference, I think you have to, you know, prove you can go toe-to-toe with the Bobcats and the Grizzlies before I can say, yeah, they can get up there. But I definitely think that they're a team that when they are a program, when they are being run correctly and the head coach has got a great track record over the last few years, they can go in and push to be in the top third of the conference.
Spencer McLaughlin also hosts the Locked On College Football podcast. This is a defensive move, I think, by the Big Sky, because, you know, they're losing Sacramento State. They know that. They UC Davis is gone except for football. They're probably looking real hard at Mountain West Pac-12 mediation, hoping that, you know, if UNLV and Air Force end up leaving the Mountain West, I wouldn't be surprised if the Mountain West pivots to the Montana schools. So there's a little bit of a defensive move by Tom Wistersill's conference. But, you know, this is a very good conference for the level of football that it's played. And we watch every year in the playoffs, you know, in the FCS playoffs, we see teams from the Big Sky playing in the championship or the semifinals. And so really nice move. Does this in some way in your mind, you know, help Southern Utah long term, or is this a short term move?
I think this will be a long term move. I'm not a decision maker. That's just how it reads to me. You know, the moves to the WAC definitely surprised some people, but was it was bold. Like, it was a bold, aggressive move. I think it was one that was somewhat rooted in the desire to play in a stronger basketball conference, which they were. With that, you took a slight step down in football, but not entirely. But with, you know, the instability and teams leaving and entering and all that for the last couple of years that, you know, has been in the WAC, I would suspect that Southern Utah takes a Big Sky membership and, you know, wants to hold on to that for as long as they possibly can. This feels to me like, you know what, we gave another league a try. It was worth a go, but it just was not the right situation. We weren't able to find a conference that, you know, was stable enough to stick around, and now I'm pretty sure the WAC is out of schools. Everybody's going to have a new home come 2026, so RIP WAC. But I think if you're Southern Utah, and I'm not advising anybody in the athletic department there, I'm not making those decisions, but just the way that it reads to me is you make this move and you don't leave unless you are asked to leave, because it's a great conference. You've got geographical fits, you've got historical ties with a number of schools, you've got good programs. Like, I think the league gives you everything that you want in a conference, and you've now brought Utah Tech with you as well, so you get even more regionality. I think that's all good stuff for Southern Utah.
All right, we just got 1 minute here, Spencer, and then I've got to go to break, but you tell me, Oregon Ducks, what's progress for Dan Lanning this next season? What does he have to do? 1 minute.
I think you're at what I consider a baseline standard of success. You make the playoff in a 12-team, you know, plus playoff format. That should be the expectation every year. You don't make the playoff, it better be because you had a 2023 Utah level of injuries, or because you had some wild fluky game that kept you out of it and somebody made a 65-yard field goal. I think if Dan Lanning gets Oregon to the playoff this year, it'll just be another feather in his cap for Duck fans to know, yeah, this is the guy you want leading the program.
Spencer McLaughlin, you're the best, man. We will see you in the Big Sky Conference coming up. Thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, indeed you will. Good to talk to you, John.
All right, there he goes. Expertise on the Southern Utah Tech front as they're coming to the Big Sky Conference. See, Portland State, I haven't forgotten about you. We're covering your conference. We're going to cover the NBA draft extensively coming up in the happy hour. Hour three of our show begins just a few minutes from now. Hope you're here. We'll listen to Cooper Flagg get picked, among other things. You got the bald-faced truth statewide. Leave it here.